A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, October 30th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the ongoing voter registration exercise.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voindebele.com and www.voashona.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and we want to welcome all our radio to TV viewers across the world. And once again, thanks. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the biometric voter registration exercise.
ZEC chairperson Rita Makarau says 1.2 million people were registered during the first phase of the PVR exercise, which ended on October 26th. The second phase of the program got underway yesterday, and ZEC remains confident it will reach its target of registering 7 million Zimbabweans.
The second phase of the exercise, which began yesterday, will run until November 13th, while the third segment will take place between November 16th and December 1. The last leg will run from December 4th to December 19th. The first phase, though, was marred by allegations of violence and intimidation, mostly of opposition supporters by alleged ruling ZANU-PF party supporters.
What are your views about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. So,
onguka hama wadiwa nasi, tila uti tinge chitari za leze churongwa, chechipiri kana uti yatingati phase 2, pama phase mana kana uti churongwa, zvina, zvirikuitwa kwa ne ZEC, kuti ione kuti yakurudzira vanhu kuti vaende kunovota pablitz yekutanga kana kuti phase 1, pana vanhu vakavota vanosvika miriyoni imwe chete nezuru mazana maviri 1.2 million. ZEC yanga ichitarisira kuti pada vanga kusvika 1.7 million, asi wandiwo havana kwanisa kuti vahusvike, asi vane chivimbo chekuti vachakwanisa kunyoresa vanhu vanosvika iwo 7 million kunyange hazvo vamwe vari kugununguna kuti mamwe madzi sabhuku vari kuvabhadhasa mari kuti vanyorese maafidhafiti anenge achidiwa. Pane dambudzikowo rekuti nyaya yeproof of residence inenge iri kupawo kuti vamwe varambidzwe kana kuti vakundikane kuenda kunovhota. Pane nyaya takambotaurawo yevanonzi maaliens vaye vari kunzi vanofanira kutanga vaenda kuhofisi yava mudede kwaregistrar general votora mhiko patsva vonzi vakukwanisa kuvhota kana kuti vave macitizens. Pane zvakawanda wanda zvakazvitinetsei, asi vezeke vari kuti ivo vari kufara nemamiriro akaita zvinhu kusvika pari zvino.
Ipambe zulu kandaba ke sokulihlandla lesipili lokubhalisa kugwala lokuvhota. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke uhlelo lolu luqhutshwa yiZimbabwe Electoral Commission. Sikhuluma nje ke i-biometric voter registration ngokutsho kweZEC ungani kuqhubeka ngemfanelo, kodwa kulabanye abathi hayi akuqhutshwa kahle ngale ngoba kulabanye abantu baqhutshwayo kuthiwa abalancwadi eziveza ukuthi bahlala ngaphi. So ke nxa sikhuluma ngehlandla lesipili leli liyabe sendaweni ezingani zikhethiwe ezithize, kodwa umuntu uyanelisa ukuthi aqhubeke elokhu ayibhalisa kwezinye indawo lapho asebadlula khona. So iZEC ikubikile khonokhu ngeviki ephelileyo, kodwa kusokumqoka yikuthi okwamanje sokule phase 2 yokuthi abantu babhalise kugwalo lokuvota.
I think we have our first guest, that is the director of the Zimbabwe Peace Project, Ms. Justina Mukoko. Ms. Mukoko, good evening.
Good evening, blessings. How are you? Good evening, listeners.
Thank you so much. I'm doing great. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Yes, Ms. Mukoko. So, how's this registration going on?
As the Zimbabwe Peace Project, we are also excited that this program is now getting into its second phase. And we are particularly happy that at the end of the process, we are going to have a new voters' roll. And as you are aware, that the issue of the voters' roll in the past has always been a source of conflict in the country. But as people are going to register under this biometric voter registration, as the Zimbabwe Peace Project, we continue to be concerned about the cases of intimidation that we are noting in a number of places. We are all aware that BVR is a new system that is coming into this country. And being as it is, it's also something that people have taken advantage of to instill fear in other citizens. People have been told all sorts of things that as soon as you sit in front of this equipment, it can actually detect which party you are affiliated to. And people have also been told that because the system captures your biometric information, they've also been told that there is a way of tracking who you have voted for. And at the moment, we are worried about people being asked to give up serial numbers of the slips that they are being given after they have registered to vote.
Have you taken this up with the authorities? Of course, I a few weeks ago did ask the ZEC chairperson, Justice Rita Makarau, about the issues of intimidation and violence, and she said they had indeed received some names, and they had forwarded those names to the relevant authorities, and they were hoping that action will be taken. Have you been communicating with ZEC and other government offices?
We have written a letter to ZEC that has gone unacknowledged. We're actually encouraging them to bring out a statement that is clear in terms of what the BVR kits can do and cannot do, so that these anxieties are allayed among the citizens. Because obviously people are afraid, because from what they are being told, they are basically being told that their vote is not going to be their secret, which is something that is guaranteed by the Constitution. But what is happening at local level is really worrying.
Yes, siyabona ke lapha ke nkosikazi nkosazana ukuthi into ezihluphayo ukuthi abantu nxa befika khona ngale ukuthi bayayibhalisa bayabuzwa kuthiwa ke wena uhlala ngaphi kumbe kunje kunje. So khonokho ke kubanjwa njani njengoba abantu abaningi kuthiwa bayaxotshwa?
Lolo luduko olukhulu kakhulu, njalo sokube lokukhuthaza abezethu ukuthi ngabe udaba lolu lo-proof of residence ngabe luyakhitshwa. Ngoba abanye sebekuthathe kwaba lithuba lokuthi benze imali. Siyakwazi sonke ukuthi izalane zeZimbabwe okwakhathesi zihlupheka okuganani ukuthi zenelise ukuthola imali. Imali sibili yokuthi bathenge ukudla abanayo. Ngubani ozakhipha imali ukuthi ahambe ayobhalelwa okuliphetshana azahamba lakho ukuthi ahambe ayobhalisa ukuthi emelise ukuvota yenisisu sakhe singela kuhle
ngicela ukufaka khona
ukuthi kwenzakala lokho
ye ngicela ukufaka ngesikhiwa khona ukusibili ngamafishane ma
I think the biggest problem that we are facing at the moment is the requirement for proof of residence. We really would appreciate if this requirement was removed. Because at the moment, there are people who are extorting money from citizens who do not have money. And most citizens at the moment are struggling to make ends meet. They actually can buy their own food. And we don't expect them to be able to get money so that they can go to someone and seek to have their proof of residence written for them so that they can go and register when they don't have food on their table.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important that we are able to deal with these issues because they are really scuttling the ability of the majority of people who want to be able to go and register.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu sicela ubambe khona pho sesilo baba ke usibakhulule lapha ecingweni. Sibakhulule kunjani baba?
Sina baba.
Yee kunjani khona ngabe kholi?
Hayi kholi kurayi.
Akutsho sibakhulule uhamba nje nxa uzwe bekhuluma abanye ngodaba lokufisa kule hlandla lesibili nokubhalisa kugwalo lokuvota.
Naleyi into yangikhona mina ngibona i-system leyi ayihambi kahle ngoba kuyahamba kumiwe njalo izavalela abantu abasebenza phandle ngoba ngo-December njengathi kuthiwa kuvalwa 19 and the 19 abantu abaningi bayafika ekhaya bazimisele ukuzorejista. So bazavaleleka ngaphandle ngoba 5 January they are returning back.
So wena ufisa ukuthi ngakwenziwani?
Ayilunganga.
Ufisa ukuthi ngakwenziwani sibakhulule?
Be open ukuthi abantu benelise ukubhala ukubhalisa ukuvota.
So wena ufisa ukuthi ngabavula kwezithi lonke nxa libuya ekhaya libhalise ngesikhathi seChristmas?
Akufanele bevule sizobhalisa.
Ye, kodwa abanye phela bathi abasoze bebhalise ngoba ukuvota kula ncedo wena ukubona njani?
Ukuvota kubalulekile ukuyekela akusizi ngalutho ngoba ma ungavota uthi kahlale esikhundleni lowo muntu.
Ye
akubhalise ukuvota omunye ubonakala ukuthi siyamkhupha.
Ye akufaka isicelo sakho kuhulumende weZimbabwe sibili khuluma khona pha sibakhulule sizwe.
Ukuthi ama-ofisi avulwe siyenelise ukubhalisa isikhathini esingaphandle kwelizwe engasivaleli ngaphandle ngoba singabantwana beZimbabwe. So the government must open offices for us as we are outside of the country. So we want to register to vote because the vote is important to us. We are citizens of Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
So you know the reason why he's making this appeal is that he believes that this second phase is going to end before Christmas. So he says, no. There are so many people who are coming from Johannesburg, coming from Haberun and other countries, you know. So he says, no, they must open so that those people coming from outside can register to vote.
Regatiende kunemwe mtereri mkoma chakachaya makadi. Hello.
Hello, makani yenyu.
Makani yore saka kuvota here, tingangoti chakachaya musati manyore saka.
Arisati manyore saka tingangoti chakachaya, tikutoenda ako kunyoresa kuvota.
Saka isati chachaya because kana musina kunyore saka hapana kuchaya kwachaita.
Aiwa ndafara sere kuti ndamuchirongwa.
Aiwa taura
ichi. Ndaita ungopa pfungwa dzangu. Ya mwe tangu ndeze kuti ndarango sikuru jirana nevana veZimbabwe kuti aiwa zvavava kuita vachiita sevava kunatsiridza panyaya yekunonyoresa kuvhota apa panyaya yema residential iyi pachena hatitiindai manje kana vava kusaina ivo vezeti zvino gari paofisi havangambotiregeri kuti saina takwachereso iko tichibva kuno South Africa tomwene takaita dutu ikoko zvino zvikatopinda obviously hatichatamburi manje nenyaya yemaresidential addresses.
Handiti kaaiwa, tinotenda zvikuru tichifunga kuti haasi sezvandataura chinochaya kana manyoresa.
Aiwa tinotenda mukoma.
Handiti kaaiwa, tinotenda zvikuru muchikurudzirana kuti munonyoresa kuvhota nevamwe.
Alright mukoma, aiwa tinonyoresa atireji, tova kutobvisa, tova kutopiri gura hurumende nechisimba.
Aiwa kwete nechisimba munoshandisa vhoti. Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibson Ed there from Chakachaya. He says that he is on his way to go and register. He's in South Africa. So hopefully he manages to register on time. Voting, of course, is very important in any democracy.
He's got a lot of energy.
Oh, indeed.
So, Konapo Okona. Akutsho ukuthi wena ngokubona kwakho waye abantu abanye besitha bazoze befuna ukubhalisa mgogo?
Anzwanga ukuthi ten.
Kulabanye abantu abathi abasoze bebhalisa ukuvota ukuthi babhalise ukugwalulwa khona lolo. Kwenziwa kuyini khonokho?
Izizathu zingabe zikhona zizinengi ngoba kuhamba kuchiyana ngomuntu ngamuntu. Kodwa mina ngakhuthaza izizalwane zonke zeZimbabwe ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi basebenzise ilungelo labo lokuthi bayenelise ukuyavota. Abantu kufanele babekwazi ukuthi amagwalo wonke lana enika abantu ilungelo lokuvota ngaphambilini akasasebenzi. So kulungiswa ugwalo olutsha olokubhalisa abantu ukuthi benelise ukuvota. So kutsho ukuthi umuntu wonke kufanele azingele ukuthi asebenzise lelo lungelo lakhe aliphiwa isisekelo sombuso ukuthi ahambe ayovota. Kodwa lokho angakwenza kuphela nxa angenelisa ukuthi abhalise.
So kodwa-ke abanye phela bathi abasoze bebhalise ngoba akuncedi ukuthi bavote ngoba impumela yangkhona iyaziwa. Ungathi ngakhona?
Angikholi ukuthi ngingatsho njalo ngoba nxa abantu bengakayivota kathi impumela yakhona ingaziwa njani. Abahambe bayokwenza iphume leyo mpumela. Awungeke ukuthi uthi wena impumela iyaziwa kungakavotwa. Njalo ukuvota lokho kuqalisela ekubhaliseni ukuthi abantu bahambe bayovota. Yikho sikhuthaza ukuthi iveki ikhili bonke okungazinda abantu njalo kwenza ukuthi abantu bagcine bedonda ukubhalisa. Sifuna ukuthi kube lula ukuthi abantu benelise ukuthi babhalise ukuthi babe lelungelo lokuvota. Ngoba kungaba nzima ukuthi abantu babhalise bagcina besekela ukuthi babhalise. Kufanele kube yinto elula nje ukuthi umuntu anelise ukuthi akwenze.
Yes, she's actually urging people to go register and so that they can be eligible to vote. So, this is Tony Ndlovu, Labo Sekungwani. Baba Ndlovu, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila baba linjani?
Ngiyaphila, ungaphi kona Ndlovu?
Ngisebenza mfowethu.
Yeah, akutsho Ndlovini, abantu babhalisa kuma babhalisi.
Yeah, abantu bayabhalisa. Kodwa kulohlupho ngalokho engudingileyo.
Khuluma
ngingathola amadoda abonele eduzane ama-visual impaired abangaboniyo.
Aha.
Bayakhala bayabuzwa ukuthi yathi manje njengoba kurejistwa. Kodwa nxa berejista bayabetshelwa laphana ukuthi asesibhalile ibizo lakho abesekholwa ngukholo.
Aha.
Kwathi thina we are living in the days of the highest technology. Esefuna amakhompyutha akhuluma ngahambe eAmerica bayakwazi amathiwa kulama-software akhulumayo. Ukuthi abantu labanxa sebe-registriwe kunikwe i-feedback labo bafake ama-headphones bazizwele ukuthi they are registered because they are part of the land. And into enziwe sibuhlungu ukuthi nxa sewuzavota sewubuya ku-ballot system liyana. Information yama-candidates is not trailed. So abantu bazaqalisa ukunyenyezela izipawusi zabo kumbe benyenyezele o-officer, then how where is the proof yokuthi khonokho abakufunayo kufakiwe njalo i-confidence yabo phela isisazakala nje isifike nje khumbula-ke mfowethu ukuthi abantu laba abanjalo babe balutshwana ezigabeni mhlawumbe wakhiphelela ufana kubantu abayi-two abahambeni yonosiphethe yakhe isisazakala uhamba njani ngaye itakundaba yankhona. So kwesi sikhathi babangaboni obafisa futhi kuthi sebavalela abantu abangaboni ababonayo sesidwa ebuhole. Why don't you think that iyabathatha abantu abanjalo ihlale labo phansi ukuze ukuthi singenzani? Babakhele ukuthi nomuntu angaboni isisalokuaokuzeaai into zabo lezi ezidili ukuthi kungate senze laba angaboni isisingulit accommodate the notable yesefit.
Lapho uyibeka sibili ebandla.
Ufuna ukungena kwezobufazi.
Siyakuzwa sibili uyibeka ebandla sibili. So ke wena uthi kuthweni babaNdlovu?
Bembone ngani ke abo trade kumasara awu la anya noma ethnic organization zomela babo nye ukuthi abantu abantu bangabona ukwenza i-research ukuthi ngani le decision ngoba that is part of the system they are part of the human they say
hayi siyakuzwa Ndlovu.
Ngiqale limi ugrajuate umbuso wafika uthole limi ugrajuate anti lao nto abezele isinambi singaletha kuyiendi basifikile yathi asifundile isinambi today.
Ye, so wena ukhulumela ye ukhulumela bona lawe unjalo yini ukuthi awuboni kahle
lami nginjalo mfowethu ngizusukuthi ke silama-attitude ukuthi basikhathe sindlini sisebenzele kuwazi ukuthi singancedwa njani nothing about us khayithe sizazinjani that platform.
Hayi, ubeke kuhle kakhulu. Sizathi ukuthi sezifo lwapho ngakhonokho sesibhala i-news sibili ukuthi siza kudinga sikufake ebandla. Sibongele kakhulu Ndlovu. Ukubeka kuhle kakhulu Ndlovu, ungadinelwa kusasa Ndlovini. Yeah, so that was Mr. Ndlovu. You know, he says he's visually impaired and he's really expressing a lot of disgruntlement in terms of people that are visually challenged. He says, you know, there is some software that can be used for those people to actually hear. Whenever they press the machine, then can tell you that maybe you have registered. So right now, there's no guarantee that when they go to the ZK officials, they are actually registered. So there's no evidence. Even if they are given those slips, those slips are not written in Braille, you know. So there's absolutely no evidence that they're being registered. Secondly, he says, you know, this kind of thing that they go to the polling booth itself when they are voting, and then they have to whisper their kind of candidates to another person, is rather degrading. He says, therefore, their votes are not secret. So at the end of the day, he says that should be changed. Then lastly, he said Studio 7 itself should actually be forward-looking. You know, like introduce some kind of programs that cater for disabled people. He says we need that kind of thing. Otherwise, they're just in the wilderness.
Let's tombozo kira kunamu zare mkoko tisatatura mwemtere. Tichitarisa panyaya iyo yekunyoresa kuvota, vakawanda vanga vachichema-chemawo muzvari mukoko kuti nyaya yeproof of residence ndo iri kuvakanganisa kuti vange vachinyoresa. Pangagadziriswa sei semaonero enyu?
Blessing ndisati ndapindura mubvunzo iyoyo ndanga ndiri kuda kungotsimira zvataurwa navaNdlovu zvine chekuita nevanhu vakaremara. Zvakakosha kuti patiri kuenda mberi uye ichokwadi kuti kune zvakawanda zvaitwa zvinowanika zvinogona kuti vanhu ivava vagone kuzviitira zvinhu zvavo vega kana kupinda vachinovhota vari vega nekuti mapepa anenge akanyorwa zvinoita kuti kana asingaoni anogona kuverenga ega achiverenga achiona kuti apa ndo pandiri kuda pane kuti zvinzi kuvhota kwako ndo zvinozikanwa nemumwoyo mako asi kune vamwe zvinzi ngavashedzere kuti ndiri kuda pakati inyaya yakakosha iyoyo kuti vanhu vezeki vapinde mune zvazviri kuitira kuti vanhu ava vagone kuzvimirira vega nekuti chichemo chiripo ndechekuti kana vachiramba vachingobatsirwa zvinoreva kuti vanoramba vachi
foni iyo inenge yambodzima chinoedza kuti tivafonere foni yamuzvare namukoko yambotidzimei tichadzoka kwavari regai tiende kune mumwe muteereri vanyanhongo makadii vanyanhongo nhare yacho inenge yatiembetse gips of course the issue that Mr. Ndlovu raised, I think it's very important that we used to have that the segment catering for the disabled. Yeah. I think that should be brought to the fore. But of course, for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the biometric voter registration exercise. What is important to note is that, you know, even if you voted in 1980, 85, 2000, 2013, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission is in the process of putting in place a new voter's roll. So everyone has to register anew. You can't say I voted before. This is a different voter registration exercise. So it's important that everyone does register. Kutaura kwatiri kutaura ndezvekuti munhu wese hazvina basa kuti wakambonyoresa kuvhota muna 1980, 85, 90, 2000, 2013. Ichi chirongwa chitsva chiri kureva icho kuti vanhu vese vanofanira kunyoresa patsva nekudaro zvakakosha kuti munhu wese aende kunonyoresa kwete kuzoti tuturu tuturu papolling station gore rinouya uchiti ah ndakambovhota wani muna 2013 izvozvo hazvishande nekudaro munhu wese anokurudzirwa kuti anga achienda iye kuti aende kunonyoresa kuvhota gibs
yes yes pale loko okumometwe ke likasi leviewe ndevele ku Facebook esilopolite kwakuba maphosa uthi ngibukele ngisebhilitane kuzobuya uGilson Madanire uthi blessing and gifts for president so I know who the president can be and the deputy we know the deputy
yeah he said blessing and gifts which means I formed my own party.
So people, I can see that people are liking me as president. I can see they like this. Then Gotemba Michael Moyo says, I'm watching you guys from Namibia. And then Paul Kwakuba, Polite Kwakuba again says, so reeking has started on registration. Then Sakile Liline Upalewati, Mina Napalisa Njalo, is a voter. Kodwa imbuzo yabo ikuthi uhlala ngapi address iyo inkinga kuzobuya njalo Gilson zebhala futhi uthi 31 July 2013 to 31 July 2015 is the foundation of all Zimbabweans to celebrate regardless of their political differences. It is the foundation of the end of ZANU-PF rule. Presidents are to vote. Then Ntombi yakonyati Mdluli says amatshona dube ye ngitshonile mamdluli tshona njani kuzobuya ke lo Moses Makhula uthi hayi yeye siyabungelela lathi mfowethu so kubuya ke uPet Zwane uthi what is shona for as we can hear so here let me explain to you when we are doing live talk we use three languages Pet so it's Ndebele shona in English so we just mix them so that we you guys you can hear this language or the other so that we don't exclude anyone kuzobuya ke Uncube uthi linjani siyaphila Uncube khona ngapho so ke ulobani khonapho ngizokuthola silo muntu ecingweni
mhlambeeindebele
ye tongasindebele ye kulobaba lapho khona ecingweni siyakubona mnumzana alo kunjani baba
ngiyaphila baba njani
ye ibizo lesibongo
ngibakamthakhiwa layo
ngubani
ngoba mthakhiwa azingebele umkhoma gips nomkhoma blessing lapha estudio
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu mkhulu Mtsakiwa.
Okay, ke Mtsakiwa ndoti Mtsakiwa.
Oh Mtsakiwa.
Yeah.
Ah, Mtsakiwa khuluma ke Mtsakiwa. Khuluma sizo ba.
Yeah. Ndokumbira kupa overview yangu pane zvari kutaurwa izvi.
Taura baba tinzwe.
Andizi kuti apa tinoda kunyoresa mukomakiti, ne?
Mhm.
Saka kumusha kwedu kutakura tichingozviona uye tiri mukati mazvo. Zviri kungoratidza kuti nyangwe tikavhota zvino zvazviri kuda kuti zviite zvatiri kuda.
Mhm.
Mutambo wacho nakubva kare uri kungotendeka dii rimwe chete. Tinoda kuvhota izvi. Right? Chatiri kuona kuti bhora racho rinoziva mungavasungwe maoko kunzi riyai titambe. Kana kuti sadza riri kubikwa rinogoiswa papa kunzi riyai tidye. Ndozvira sei ndakasungwa maoko.
Asika vamutsvaki mukasanonyoresa kuvhota amuone here kuti mune maramwira munda kumakudu.
Kwete mukoma blessing mbiri kuda kuenda ipapo. Apa pamwe kutaura kwetsi udzo kuti pane maopponents kana kuti ivo vatongi vari mukati nebasa here vadii kuti tiite fair play toziva mupolitics yehongu vanozviti hakuna fair play but zvedu zvanyanya kuti vamwe takura vamwe tava nezvizvikuru kana kuti hameno zvataalandete zvinoita here kuti vanhu vari kuda kuvhota izvozvi kuzimbabwe kutakandwa kuti vanhu vaikangasela kuchitungiza koko vakabatwa vachida kuudza vanhu vanhu tinovhota tinyerese vakarobwa then varobwa ndo vanhu vari kuenda zvekunotungwa kumatare edzimhosva vanhu vakasungwa vairobwa ndobatinongoona kuti nyange tikati tiende tinonyoresa zvakangooma mukoma blessing asi handisi kuda hangu kupa chinesu kumazimbabwe handei tinonyoresa kuvhota but ndimotsiurawo vari kutitonga kuti tisasungane maoko ngatitambe ibhora zvakanaka.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamutsvakiwa ndizvo handiti
ndizvozvo baba
tinotenda zvikuru
zvakanaka.
Regai tiende kune mumwe muteereri vagoronga makadii. Aiwa tiri nani zvedu tipe pfungwa dzenyu.
Regai nditange nokungokwa zvangu mukoma Dhoni kana vakateererawo panguva ino
ndofunga vakateerera asahwira venya
kuti chakachaya rwendo runo hatiezvese tindoregister
ya
kana iye ine yatiri kupuwa patapinda pafase 2 iye inei hatisatamba nomukana kunyanyanya vechidiki handei nouwandu hwedu munguva yakuti tigure muswe tigure gowo muswe taneta nokutambudzwa neutungamiriri hwatinawo saka tinokumbirisa zvikuru sei sekunge kuzakasemburawo kwatiri uko unova iko kumba ndambodako ndambopa hurudziro kuna senator wedu mudharadhongi marava kuti basa sebasa chairman Mr. Gumbi Mr. Viki vari organizing secretary Mr. Dumbu bazaka west apa na mukoma Chikwaya ndima yamuri kurova ngatirambe takashinga ngatikurudzira nematunhu ose kuti ndonguva yokutanga nekupedzisira hatichadi kutambudzwa nemharapatsi dzese dzatakatarisana nadzo idzi.
Saka iyo kurudziro yamuri kuita yekuti vanhu vanonyorisa kuvhota iri kutambirwa here?
Iri kutambirwa zvakanyanya kunyangwe nevanhuwo vari kuno kwatiri kunana Johni uku vari kuti ivo pana December pavanoenda kumbaopo vari kutokurudzira zvikuru kuti chakachaya.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vagoronga.
Tinokutenda iwo nemi.
Thank you so much. You heard there from Mr. Goronga Gibbs is urging youth especially to go and register so that they can vote in next year's elections. Gibbs.
So silabantu ke abathumeza ama message blessing lapha so umunye wabo ngizibuziswa ndaba ningimoyo uthi ngikhona lapha ke kwele Botswana abantu sebexakile kakhulu ngomongameli Mgabe abasamfuni bebethembe iMDC Alliance nanku lakho Zipho nguyehluleka ukwehlukana ayisa strong kangako ngakho idinga ukuthi votelwe ngesikhathi esingayisiso pho kuvotwe kule bandi kumele senzeni bantu benkosi. So he's asking what to do, you know, in terms of voting. He says the MTC alliance appears to be weak, and but they're still demanding, or maybe looking for votes, you know. And then we've got another person who wrote a message here. That is Mtobis Ndlovu. He says, inkohlakalo ekuhulumende ophethe eZimbabwe iyesabeka inukela ngisho uNkulunkulu ezulwini yalitshela sibili. Yikho okwenza kube lakho konke konoku ongana kukhanyi kwele Zimbabwe. So this guy says there's too much corruption in government, and so he doesn't believe that there could be any free and fair election.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Noma N. Mlalazi Nikki writes, sewinile vele uMongameli Mugabe, poke abantu bavotelani. So according to Noma, you know, the president has already won mm-hmm. the next election, you know, even before the registration ends.
Mm-hmm.
So then she says, why are these people going to vote?
Yeah.
So she's really disappointed about the voting process in Zim. Then Western Zweli Kumalo says, Mugabe wathi unamatrix ang 100. So far, Sesele say elilodwa. So kusele ang 99.
Mm.
So what is the use for people to vote then? Ngokubona kwami, ngabe aku voting ngitsho nomuntu yedwa until this man steps down.
Mm-hmm.
So he's actually quoting the president, saying that he once referred to himself as a person with so many tricks.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he had 100 tricks, and so far he had only used one trick towards elections.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, 99 of those that still remain. Oh, yeah. The problem.
99 problems with the opposition. Arigatenda kuna Farirai Manyere. Magadi.
Magadi kwa kare ku DC Washington.
Ah, kuno ndizo zose mtoa kumuaka oma kumwe mnyoro.
Aywa, ndizo zote nongo shuvira ukidezo zwa kira tese strukno South Africa.
Aywa, ndizo zwanzi kurembera kurinani pane kudona.
Ndiyo chokwadi, uye atifani kutitirambile munda kumakudo.
Chokwadi.
Ndiyo kutitira vese wanawe muZimbabwe uti. Ndati rejeste, ndato vako hoyo sondra pera rine.
Mm-hmm.
Ndati hati rejeste, katika rejeste taka wanda hati mbobili, sekutuwa rakuneta wa jinji.
Mm-hmm.
Hati rejeste, kana tuwe nda kuno vota, tono vota, chisasa tiru kuita, wanga mbukwa nsiku tibira. Kana watu bila ndo patino vata, tawa taurila kuti aiwasu. Ko matitole na kwa zero zedu, chisasa taka itasei. Kana taka wanda hatika mbukundi na washoma.
Saka pa kunonyorisa hapa mangatora nguwa ya kareba sisi, anga ziri nyoreri.
Hai wazaa ziri nyoreri, ndakato puwa bepa na anzi na zizwai.
Mm-hmm.
Ndangri pa shtungiza, pa chao nisenda paya.
Mm-hmm.
Ndola kato nditi mro gara kupi ni kandeku gara msendeza fo, ova zizwai wazi wazaa no problem, mnimuro anu wakuru, chindai, anambo pinda murai. Komandano sikani chino choro kwa mma singa prezminwe yese
mm-hmm.
Netiki chaya angu za mchua ya mwone za takui chai asaka mko naka naka zungito tindaka mpandanyo reso pandilo no vote naka anda tokera
mhm
aywa zini saka mko naka dee ama zangu zese tikaramba tine mwoyo mweche te tinde kuno register ni makuru vedu wano mirila ma constituencies pataka vote la vanu kumbira kuti mvumirere kumapurisa kuti tinde kuno udzo vanhu vakati votera zvatiri kuona zviri kuitika vatiita musangano vatipinda muvanhu ndonguva yekuti tivazive futi kuti tizive kutozve chokwadi vanhu vane rudo nesu sevanhu vavo zvino kana vachingotaura vari ukoko vasingapindi mundima mavari kunotsvaka rutsigiro zvinorambidzwa here.
Mm.
Plus, vote, you know, the free and fair. And if you know, Tangre, Papa, registration, the Chindamber.
Mm-hmm.
No, sir, I could put you on my car, one, this is our Latin gratis. What is your one Kwasivaka recreate my deal? Writers in Jekerer. But you know, to one, can I put from Kanao, my MPA? Vapinde mukati mundima vachitiudza kuti ndoo zvinofanira kuti zviitwe uye nesuwo kuno tiri kuno diaspora dei vanga vaitawo ndakaona kukinya muno mukujubheki uko vanhu vachitovhota vekukinya kwezi tinotadziswa nei
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamanyere
ee
tinotenda zvikuru
mamaita basa murambe muchingotipoti ambe tichikurudzira vana vedu kuti havavote kuti nyika yedu isununguke.
Aiwa tinotenda, chirongwa ndechenyu.
Ndizvozvo maita basa mukoma wangu.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs, you heard from Mr. Manyere there. He's saying that one of the issues, he raised many issues, but he says in Kenya, people in the diaspora were allowed to vote. He says it's possible Zimbabwe can do the same, Gibbs.
Yes, lo Virginia Moyo. Ekungweni lapha useBotswana. Virginia Moyo, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila.
Ungabona ngone eBotswana kula.
Ngise Francis Town.
Ko awukwetonoda?
Hayi, ngise Francis Town Street.
Akunjela into emnandi edliwe etonoda kweli.
Into?
Into emnandi kakhulu inyama edliwe etonoda kutwa kweli.
Isidonki.
Wakuhamba kona ngali.
Angikaze ngihambe, ngiyakwazi kodwa etonota, ngiyake ngikufike nje for imicimbinyana nje.
Ye, thina abayenza iwosa singakwazi ukuthi inyama yani. Ye, so akutsho ke ukuthi wena siwabhalisa yini ukuthi uvote ntombi?
Hayi, ngiyafika mbhalise ekhaya ukuhamba kwami, melithi ngihambe maduzane ngizafika mbhalise.
Uhamba nini phela?
But ngatshelwa ngomunye uCC wathi kuyaphela ngoDisemba, so I have to be there before December, ngiyebhalisa at least.
Kutshoni kuwe nxa uyabhalisa kuhle ube sivota kuba kusijoni ku?
Kutsho utshintsho ukuthi kumele ukuthi into zitshintshe vele, ngoba akumelanga ukuthi silaya kulahla mbele kungokufelwa nxa isindebele sisitsho noma ngasazi kahle.
Hayi, kusitshaya kuhle sibili.
Kusho ukuthi akulahlambele kokuhlelwa, kumele sihlale sizama, akusikuthi okuyenzeke ngomnyaka ophelileyo ngezikhathi ezidlulileyo kuzohlala kwenzakala. Mhlawumbe kungaba le change, ngoba ezikhathini ezidlulileyo azangavota. So ngibona ingani lamenxa ke okungiqhuba ukuthi ngiyevota kungaba lokutshintshayo lakho, omunye oseceleni kwami kungamthinta laye kungatshintshi.
Kuqakatheke kanganani kuwe kakhulu ngumiss Moyo kumbe ngumiss Moyo?
Miss
Nkosazana Moyo, kuqakatheke kuwe kanganani ukuthi uvote sibili?
Eish, kuqakathekile kakhulu ngoba ngiyabona impilo yokuphilela ngaphandle ungaphileleli izweni lakini ayikho mnandi kakhulu. Yazi susizi kakhulu ngoba awu kathesi so ungakhangela kathesi abantu sisebenza ezindlini zabantu kodwa singabantu sifundile silezikolo. So kusho ukuthi kuyasinzimela. So kuqakathekile ukuthi sizivota ngoba uma singavota kungatshintsha, mhlawumbe lathi singakwazi ukuthi sibuyele emakhaya la bangakwanisanga ukufunda babhala bapasa bebekwazi ukuthi babhale baqhubeke ngezikolo labo njengabanye abantu kwezinye indawo, ngoba vele imfundo kayikhulelwa lazi ukuphucuka kakukhulelwa. Liyakwanisa ukuphucuka ilizwe anytime, abantu baphucuke noba sebebadala.
Wena ufunde okunganani owangakwenza ukuthi usebenze ezindlini khonapho?
Mina ngabhala u-form 4 ngaripita ngabhala futhi bathi ke ngesikhathi kwasekumele ukuthi lami ngiqhubekele phambili kwayehlula ngoba imali zami khona zisezindlini ziphume ebadaleni. So ngase ngimele ukuthi lami ngigcwalisise ama-subjects ami, lami ngikwazi ukuthi lami ngikwazi ukuthi ngiyadinga lami emakholeji, mhlawumbe ngithi ngingene lapha lalapha ngoba umuntu eyenza kuyibhizinesi inyana or something, but kwayehlula ngazithola lami sembambotsweni.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Nkosazana Virginia Moyo khona ngapho kule Botswana ngwathi nakusasa.
Yebo, ngiyabonga.
Sibonga kakhulu. So that is Virginia Moyo. She says she's going to Zimbabwe to register to vote because to her is very important because most Zimbabweans who are educated are working very menial jobs in Botswana. So she says they cannot take it anymore.
Mm-hmm. I think we have Ms. Mkoko back. The connection was bad. Ms. Mkoko? Are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Yes, there is a surprisingly high number of callers. This is not the first time. We hear about this complaint consistently ever since the registration exercise started. They are saying that, well, there's no need to go and register because the election is going to be rigged anyway. What's your take on all this?
I think when I started speaking to you, I said in the past
one of the issues that caused a lot of disgruntlement was the issue of the voters' roll.
Mm-hmm.
So I think now we have got an opportunity of starting on a clean slate in terms of getting a new voters' roll. And I think as Zimbabweans, we need to rally behind this process
mm-hmm.
so that we are able to exercise our rights.
Mm-hmm. But now with this intimidation that some are alleging is going on, is it still not going to create problems for people? Many were thinking that this might solve some problems. But now some are saying that, well, now we have all the evidence that we need. We know where you would have voted. Your vote is not a secret anymore.
And I think this is where Zach needs to come in
mm-hmm.
and come in with a bold voice
mm-hmm.
to ensure that Zimbabweans are not instilled with fear.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is where they need to play their role.
Mm-hmm.
Let Zimbabweans know what the DVRA system can do and cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as they keep quiet without a frank statement in terms of intimidation. But I think if we also look at our Electoral Act, mm-hmm. there are ways of dealing with people if they intimidate others. The people who are doing this are known.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the right message just needs to be sent out
mm-hmm.
so that this process of biometric voter registration is not hijacked mm-hmm. for interests of particular political parties.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well,
so I think for mm-hmm. me, I actually see that there is a way of dealing with what is happening now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's expose those people who are intimidating citizens.
Mm-hmm.
They are known in these communities. I think the right message just needs to be sent out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
Very powerful remarks there. So, but, you know, Ms. Mkoko, what is problematic, most probably, is the issue of defending the vote. What is going to happen this time around?
Hello?
What is going to happen in terms of defending the vote? You know, last time there was a problem that some people believed very much that Mr. Tsvangirai won, you know, and there was no kind of, you know, move to defend the vote. So people are still posing that same question. How do you defend the vote?
Yes, I think what is important at this stage is that for us to get to the stage where people will talk about defending the vote, we need to have ensured that people have registered to vote.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is the first step.
But some
so people just need to take that bold step to register to vote so that mm-hmm. they are able to defend their vote. But if they don't, how do you then begin mm-hmm. to defend your vote if you have not registered to vote?
But some are looking for plan A. You know, what happens if they register to vote and get the vote that they want? What is going to happen if somebody says, I'm not going to tell you who actually won?
That will be problematic.
Uh-huh.
But I think if we take one step at a time, it will facilitate for us to be able to sort out the issues that we need to be dealing with.
Uh-huh. Tombo taura nechishona muzvare mukoko tichitarisa dambudziko riri kuwanikwa nevamwe kumaruwa vari kuti tiri kutorerwa maslips edu tozonzi tinenge takuona kuti wavhotera papi gore rino zvingakwanisike here semadziro amunoita mishina iyi mamboendawo kunoongorora sarudzo kune dzimwe nyika.
Inini zvandiri kungokumbira ndicharamba ndichizvikumbira kusvika mashoko iwayo aburitswa panhepfenyuro agoburitswa mumapepanhau mangwana ni maskati ni manieri kuti zvizvarwa zvemuZimbabwe zvizive kuti mishina ye bizi avangati unzire mishina inoita kuti vanhu vadzikanwe kuti vavhutira pasi. Saka vanhu vezeki vane chichande chekuti vatsanangurire zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvizive kuti zvavari kutaurirwa munzvimbo dzavari hazvizvirizvo. Ngavabude pachena vadzidzise zvizvarwa zvese zvenyika ino kuti vese vari kuvatyityidzira nhando hakuna munhu achateerwa. Kana maserial numbers ari kunyorwa tiri kuzviziva kuti munzvimbo dzakawanda vanhu vari kunyoreswa maserial number. Ngakungobuda mashoko akatsetseka anobva kuzeki. Chikumbiro chatiinacho kuna Justice Makarau kuti mashoko iwayo ngaabude mitauro yese yemunyika muno meZimbabwe, mitauro yese inocherechedzwa nebumbiro redu remitemo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru nekujekesa ipapo. Regai tiende kune mumwe muteereri wedu. Vagova, makadii?
Halo, ndakasimama Simbao.
Aiwa, tiripo. Manyoresa here kuvhota?
Kunyoreswa ndanga ndapendawo nhasi kundonyoreswa zvino ndangoona zvinhu zvacho zvimaitirwa zvanga zvichiitwa anamonyatsondifadza.
Chii chisina kukufadzai?
Panenge pakapindawo anenge mapoliticieni nezvimapepa ndonyatsozvizwisisa kuti zvimapepa zvanga zviringori zvei especially ndakatarisa mudirikini kune vanhu kumabato reZANU PF iri chipepa chandaona ichova hatinonyatsondifadza zvangu.
Saka
ndimbotsaya kuda kuti ndivabvunze sendazongonoti haa regandisiyane nazvo asi chikuru chandi kuru nyanya kuyu ndinogara ndichiteerera zvangu Studio 7 sikuru ndichizwa vanhu vachiramba vachitaura vachiti izvoni hazvina zvatinobatsira kuenda kunovhota nekuti tagara tichinongobirirwa ichocho chimire ichocho inini maonero angu hazvina kunaka.
Asi ibibiko Magova, hamuna kufanana nevanhu ivavo here? Kana mabva musina kunyoresa muchadzokera futi here kana kuti
ndinotofanira kuti unodzokera bhoza? Inini handiramwe kai, ini handiramwe bhozi. Situesheni yandakaona kubvira kudhara muno muZimbabwe ka nezvimiro zvatiri kutoitwa zviri kuitika zvacho ka hazvitombofa zvakambondidzokera mashure kuti ndiende kunovhota ende ndinonovhotera papozisheni yandiri kuda kusvikira nazvaita. Saka ndinotofanira kutodzokera futi handinete.
Aiwa, kana makadaro
ndinokurudzira zvangu vanhu vese, chikuru chandokurudzira vanhu vese vari kuti hanzi ngatisaine muvhote, ngatisaine muvhote kana kuti ngatisaende noregista. Hazvina zvazvinobatsira, ngatitoendai tonoregista tonovhota ende tichinovhota tichiita zviri kufunga mupfungwa dzako ndozvamufanira kuita. Chirangwa chinhu chakashata zvikuru, hatifaniri kurangwa.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Vagova.
Aiwa, ndotenda imi nezvamunoita bhozi, muri kutiburitsira mashoko akanaka zvikareva nezvese neinformation yakakwana. Dai maramba makadaro.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Vagova. Mr. Gova, there initially said that he wanted to go and register to vote today, but unfortunately there are some political issues that he did not mention, but he was not happy, so he says he will go back tomorrow and then try to register, but he's urging Zimbabweans to go and register in their millions.
Yes, lo baba ke uThabani Ngwenya sikhase ngaye sibili isikhathi sasihambile. Baba Ngwenya, kunjani?
Eh, kuna njani baba uThube?
Sizivile kakhulu, njalo ufuna ukungena kuhlelo tshova sizwe.
Hayi, no mani, yazi kunenkinga lana Dube la.
Iphosta sizwe.
Inkinga elana Dube, abantu bakithi mani kasizameni ukuhlakanipha sivuke nini mani. Inkinga yakithi mani, abantu bakithi angazi umbele uzwelo roi kungena kakhulu i-church angazi. Umgabe asimenini kancane ukuthi sivumene kekhethweni naye. Dala lozegugile lo.
So
next year 94 years kusizani ukuvotela lo muntu elikwazi uvelihlezi esitshontshela amavoti njalo nje. Ekugcineni kudala sivotela into efanayo empeleni njengamanje lubaba sewinile seqedile ngathi siya ekhethweni njengamanje akusisizi ngaludo lokho. Lokhu kakuyekwe abantu nganje bayatoyitoya umgabe ka step down. Isikhathi sakhe sokuthi aphumule manje sesifikile. Uma step down, umgabe ma step down kuphela nje. Sikatele umdala lo sihluphekile. Sesigugele emgwaqweni kwamatayi ezimota sesizigijima sihlupheka sihlupheka. Ungena ebed bridge ungena nzima emabhoda lapho utwala nzima. Kufuneka imali kuwe.
Enza kwenza uhlelo olulandelayo ngiwenza kudobha kuqala. So sibongela kakhulu Ngwenya.
Ngiyabonga nakodwa ngizibuhlungu.
Yes, sibongela kakhulu Ngwenya. Ungathina kusasa. Silo baba ke uBrian Thabete ecingweni. Thabete kunjani?
Phila nina njani khonapho?
Ye, ngamafishane sibili ungathini khonapho ke ngokubhalisa ugwalo lokuvota.
Ngibona ngani ugwalo lo kuyindaba le yokuvota le very difficult ngokuthi yena umgabe he doesn't want anyone to take over the country. That's what he said. I've got a video mentioning that, you know, I don't want any other political party try and take over ZANU-PF. They will run them down and put them in the intimidation or other you disappear. So how can we deal with such a person? But there's one way, if he ever wins in this election, we must do whatever, like Spain, what they did. We need to get together and demonstrate and put him down. That's the only way me I see it. Because in the way we vote today, we're just wasting our time.
I see.
All these years, it's been going on and on and on and on and on and on and on.
Yeah, it's got Jesus.
But it's a failing thing there. The only thing is to put pressure and force and get these people out.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Thabete, isikhathi yitho sikhani sesiphelile. Blessing ngamafutshane ke ungasummarize.
Of course, I could hear he was a bit agitated.
Yeah, the two of them very agitated. One said, let's boycott the election altogether. And this other guy says, the best plan is for people to toy, to actually remove this guy by means of what is happening in Spain, you know. Go to the streets, demonstrate, and finish him off. Instead of going for the vote, you know?
Miss Mkoko, your take on this, is this not the problem now when people no longer believe in democracy that we end up having these thoughts of people saying that, you know, let's resist, let's take it to the streets, not the ballot box?
It is a challenge. But I think I will insist that we just need to go through this registration process. But at the same time, I will also insist that we need to read the registration process of all the intimidation that is going on at the moment so that people begin to have confidence in the system. Because once people have lost confidence in a system that they are supposed to believe in, then we have got a problem. So it is a challenge that is before all stakeholders to ensure that citizens go back to trusting and believing and having confidence in the system of our election.
And your organization is doing a great job indeed. You are recording all these incidents. If people are intimidated, where should they go if they want to report your organization?
If people are intimidated, we encourage them to get in touch with us as the Zimbabwe Peace Project. They can use the number 754. Sorry, you got me before I got my numbers correct. 754176 is a number that they can call. They can also get us on email at the ZPP info at myzpp.com.
Thank you, thank you,
for
thank
them
you.
To report.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we have run out of time, but of course, we have those numbers that people are free to call us, and then we can give you the numbers. Thanks to our guest this evening, director of the Zimbabwe Peace Project, Mr. Justina Mukoko. Thanks to our viewers, callers, and our crew behind the scenes. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying good night.